Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are rocking the podcast today, talking about something that I think a lot of women out there need to be hearing right now, and that is the top four ways to stay body positive in swimsuit season.
Oh my gosh, yeah, this is so important.
It's funny, like,
and I think it's even like, it's important even for me to like remind myself of these things too.
Oh, and that's just it. Like, first of all, I want to start off this podcast by telling everybody that if you feel anxious about wearing a swimsuit, you are completely normal and you are not alone. Pretty much everyone feels uncomfortable wearing a swimsuit. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, bathing suit time, it just causes a lot of anxiety for all of us. And the reason is that you're pretty much running around in your underwear. You know, we
oh
don't.
Oh my God, I was just going to say the same thing. Like, that's literally, it's like, it's funny because, sorry to interrupt you, but it's like, it's so interesting to me how, like, on a beach, we could be wearing, like, almost less than what our regular, like, you know, underwear would be.
Yeah, if anyone's seen my, if anyone's seen my granny panties, they're bigger than most people's bathing suits.
Hot. but it's so funny because it's like, but then would you go in your backyard in your bra and underwear? No, because you'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm in my bra and underwear. But then you would like walk in your backyard with your bikini on. You know what I mean? Like, it's so bizarre. It like totally like weirds me out that like, that is the case, but it is. It's true.
No, but this is where, I mean, I know for a lot, and we're going to kind of mostly, obviously we talk to women, we talk about women's issues and women's health a lot. So I'm talking to my girls out there, but you know, there's this big movement right now towards obviously body positivity, and we want everyone to love the skin they're in. And there's a lot of women who feel like, oh my gosh, why can't I get there? Like, why can't I love the skin I'm in? Why can't I feel confident in a bathing suit? But you know what? It's okay, because honestly, it not only is you're completely exposed, but it is literally like you are walking around in your underwear. So if you feel awkward about it, that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, but the thing is you want to get to a place where you can feel good enough, good in your skin to be able to not avoid going to the beach and enjoy pool parties or whatever mm-hmm. it is. But it definitely is something that's going to be uncomfortable for most women.
Right. I mean, so you want to do, so essentially, I mean, what we're going to talk about today is like the idea of like what you can do to at least, you know, try to reduce that feeling so that eventually you will just get to a point where hopefully you will get to a point where you just feel very confident and you feel very comfortable in your skin. And sometimes that's a process. So even if we are going through these points today and, you know, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then like, as soon as you put on a bathing suit, and you walk out into a beach, you're kind of like, oh, like everything kind of falls apart. Like, just know that like, it's a process. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, especially if you've been someone who has constantly been uncomfortable with the process, with the idea of it. It's not going to essentially happen overnight. Majority of people.
Well, and it's interesting because I actually pulled a few stats, and these are based on American stats, mm-hmm. but 1/3 of Americans would actually rather go to the dentist, so get their teeth drilled and poked at and cleaned, than wear a bathing suit in the summertime.
Oh my God, I love the dentist. Side note.
Well, you are very interesting, my friend, because most people hate it.
I can't wait to go to the dentist. I'm like, I love it.
But yeah, like 1/3 of people would rather go to the dentist than put on a bathing suit. And nearly half of those people that responded say that they do not feel confident about their body in a bathing suit, mm-hmm. which it makes me sad. And I mean, and it's funny because I also struggle with a lot of body image issues. It's always been my thing my whole life, and I'm still a work in progress. And I'm, you know, turning 38 this year, and I still have to give myself a pep talk at times and still practice what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. But it makes me really sad because I just think that there's so much life that we end up missing out on when we're so focused on our outsides and focused on what we look like, because the reality is that nobody else is looking at you. And I know that sounds kind of maybe in a way like mean, like no one's looking at you, but really nobody's judging you because they're so busy judging themselves. Like 76% of people admit that they're more critical of their own appearance in a bathing suit than they are of others because they're so worried about their, you know, their little extra muffin top or their squishy bits or whatever it is that makes you you. And that's a beautiful thing, but they're so worried about that, that they're not even looking at you. So we're going to get into our top four ways to help you guys start to feel good. And when you feel good, you look good. And we all know that, you know, the most sexy thing about a woman is her confidence. But there are some things to help you, you know, feel sexier, feel that you look sexier, so then you're going to be more confident.
Definitely.
So the number one thing is to get a bathing suit for your body shape. I do not know. Okay, I walked into Walmart the other day.
Oh, gosh.
And I pulled a bathing suit off the rack, and I was like, I do not know whose body, other than maybe two people I've ever seen in my entire life, would this bathing suit A, support their boobs, and B, actually cover their butt crack? Like, have you ever found a bathing suit literally just like bought the top and the bottom and you were like, oh my God, this fits me absolutely perfectly?
No. Oh my gosh, no. My top and my bottom don't match at all. Like nothing about my body. My body is totally not, it never has been. I've always been like big chest, small hips. Like that's always been the way that my body's built. So if I was to buy something that would fit my top and not, it would never fit my bottom. It's like, I can never buy dresses. Remember how hard it is for me to even buy a dress? I always have to have it like taken in at the bottom because nothing ever fits me below my waist.
But that is one of those things, and I'm happy, but I'm happy that you said that because the majority of women out there, we have a different size top than we have bottoms. Uh-huh. So, you know, we get so discouraged about ourselves when we go to places like Walmart or, you know, the bathing suit store, any bathing suit store. And if you buy a set, let's say you're going to wear a two-piece, a tankini or a bikini, and you buy a two-piece and, you know, the top fits you, but the bottoms are way too big or vice versa. And then you feel like, oh my God, no bathing suits fit me. I'm not going to go out. Know that that is completely normal. So the way to kind of get around that is go to a bathing suit shop that you can actually select the tops and the bottoms separately. Because right away, 100%. That's going to help to alleviate a lot of stress.
You know, though, I do notice that a lot of places now, they do sell them as separate. Like it's not as common to see them set, like sold as sets. Like you see the set as like on the mannequin, you'll see like the actual set, like put together kind of thing. But you generally, I find in most places, at least here in Canada, that you actually have to buy the pieces separate, which I like because I know back in the day that wasn't the case. It was like, it came as a set. Like it was like, you get small, you get medium or you get large and that's it. And now you can actually buy the pieces separately, which is nice.
Well, totally. And I find that then encourages bad body image because you're suddenly now judging yourself against a piece of clothing when they do come in a set. Or if, you know what I mean? If you pull something off the rack and it doesn't fit your body, you right away think that, oh my gosh, something's wrong with my body because this piece of clothing doesn't fit me. And you got to shift your perspective on that because most people can't wear things right off the rack. And if they do, they don't fit them properly and they don't look as good and they should be getting them tailored.
Yeah.
So just knowing that, you know what I mean? Like it's totally normal to have different size tops, different size bottoms, trying to find something that works for your body right off the rack. Get into the mindset when you're bathing suit shopping that you are probably not just going to pull something off and it's going to fit you perfectly. You're going to have to do a little bit of digging.
Yeah. And if you're someone like me who like is like, I don't want to say lazy, but if you're someone like me, who's like, oh, I'm just going to buy this. Like I just bought a bathing suit top the other day because I realized that I was going to a spa and I didn't have a top that fit me after giving birth. Like none of my tops fit me. Obviously none of my bathing suits fit me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like morning of, I was like, I don't have a bathing suit. I was like, I have to go buy one. So I literally just bought one. It does not fit me well at all. Like it squishes my boobs. It makes me all uncomfortable. But I was like, whatever, it's fine. Like, cause I'm lazy, because I'm like, oh, I could have went and got one like custom made and like all that things. But I was like, meh, I'll just buy this awkward looking one. But then I feel awkward and I feel uncomfortable the entire time I'm in it. So it's,
but
like,
that's
where I lose.
But that's where too, I mean, just talking about the girls, which AKA the tatas, if you're someone who's chesty, or even if you're not, most women cannot just wear a bra without an underwire in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So why would you think that you could just wear like a bikini top that has no support? Longest time, it was so weird. It was like, I had this aha moment when I realized you could actually buy bathing suits that had built-in underwire, but you didn't necessarily have to see the underwire, because I don't like the ones that look like a bra top.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it literally changed my bathing suit game, because before, like, I don't have, you know, like I was saying, I'm 38. My girls are not where they used to be. And I don't feel comfortable without some extra support. So what I was doing before was buying these cheaper bathing suits with no support in them. And I would be tying them so tight that I would have neck aches and like literally marks on the back of my neck trying to hike things up. And so that's one thing. If you are somebody who, you know, if you wear an underwire bra in your regular day, find a bathing suit that has the right support or an underwire in it. And you're going to feel a lot more confident when, you know what I mean, if you're in a bathing suit in public, as opposed to having to like squish and lift and tie and tuck everything in.
Oh yeah, totally.
And then just staying on the last of, to get a body bathing suit for your body shape. The one thing that people are coming out with a lot more now of, and I know a friend of mine actually did this. I only had a bathing suit designed once, but she went to a bathing suit maker. And even though it is a little bit more expensive, but for about $150, you can get a bathing suit that is actually custom designed for your body. So, you know, all of us have different lengths of torsos. We're all different heights. And what's going to look good on me, even if I'm 5'10", is not going to look good on another girl who's 5'10", because maybe she has a shorter torso than I have. So by getting the measurements for yourself and getting it done at a seamstress who's going to actually sew and make sure she's working with your beautiful body, then you're going to get exactly what you need, as opposed to, you know, what some cookie cutter model needs.
Definitely. I've never done that myself, but I do think it's like a really good strategy.
For sure. And the one,
if you're willing to invest, right? Like it's like you want to invest because you want to feel good. Like if you're in between sizes or anything, like me currently right now, my state, I'm like, I wouldn't invest because I'm in between my like post-pregnancy body and my regular size. So there's no point. But once I get back to my regular size, or once I get back to a place where I feel like this is where I want to kind of maintain, I would definitely invest in that, because I do think that the most important thing is that you're walking around and that you actually feel supported and that you feel comfortable.
Well, yeah. And I know that the other thing too, is there's so many different bathing suit lines out now for all different body shapes. Like Ashley Graham, who is a plus size model. Well, we don't like to say plus, she's a model, but she has a swimsuit line that is more for girls who have curves and have boobs, like larger boobs and stuff. And she's got beautiful designs that are really like supportive, and all different cuts, you know, from full bathing suits to tankinis, to bikinis. So it's really about finding also a designer who kind of is in line with what you look like. And I also think that, you know, no matter where you're at in your body, and like you were saying, you're in your post pregnancy body, you still want to feel good. Like, ditch that crappy bikini you just bought. Get rid of it.
I only bought it in desperation. I forgot that I didn't have one. And then when I went to try on, when I went to try on all the other ones that I had previously, I was like, well, those are definitely not working. And then I thought to myself, well, I can't wear a t-shirt at the spa. So I have to, so I had no choice. I had no choice, because it was literally like, I had an hour window before I actually had to leave to go to the spa when I recognized this. But that's just because I was totally disorganized.
Well, it was also like the day that I had a really bad sunburn. My boyfriend and I were in Costa Rica and I ended up wearing Spanx to the beach. Like, he's like, I just can't even deal with you. They were like the shorts too. He's like, what? And I'm like, well, whatever, they're waterproof. He's like, oh my God, what is going on here?
Perfect.
but yeah, so that's number one is, if you really want to rock your body and feel confident this season, find a bathing suit that works with your body shape. So ditch the idea of, you know, just say finding a bathing suit that just because you might like the look of it, find one that feels good on your body, find one that supports your body and that you actually are like, whoa, you know, everything's in there. Everything's, mm-hmm. you know, lifted and where I want it to be. So then when you feel good, you look good.
Definitely. And just to add to that story is just, you know, and I do know that sometimes, like, you know, investing money to have one custom made seems like a big investment in the beginning. But if you think about all the other like crappy ones that you're going to buy, like I just did, you know, just to get one, just whatever, like the amount of money that you would waste on stuff that you're not even going to like versus actually just taking that money and buying one, having one custom made, it would probably balance out in the big picture of things.
Oh, completely. And when I did invest the money in some more expensive tops that gave me good support, it's insane how much my confidence level went up. Just yeah, in the fact that I just feel now like I also feel like things aren't going to just come slipping out of the side or the bottom if I jump in the water. You know what I mean? Like,
and they're probably better quality too. So they're going to last you longer. So don't feel like the investment is a waste of your money.
Exactly. So number two, what we're talking about today is bloating. So this is something that's really going to help you feel a lot more body positive during swimsuit season is if you don't feel bloated. And I know a lot of us now are dealing with serious bloating. Mm-hmm. So it's something that you really want to address in advance. And I'm not saying bloating just like, oh, I have my period, I feel bloated. A lot of times now what's happening is that we have food intolerances. We have, you know, different issues with our gut bacteria that's causing bloating. We're not eating or chewing properly. So this is leading to extra air in our intestines or imbalances in our gut bacteria, which then if we have too much of the bad bacteria and not enough good bacteria, then you get really farty and gassy and bloated. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of that, because if not, it's really hard to feel good about yourself when you feel like you look like you swallowed a bowling ball. Do you ever suffer from bloating?
I do. Yeah. I find that when I eat like, you know, certain vegetables definitely cause bloating for me. Like broccoli, the usual culprits, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, that kind of thing. I find that I usually get a little bit bloated. So I usually save those for like dinner and for when I'm at home, not when I'm having like a beach day or anything like that. And I actually found that there's a lot of protein powders cause me a lot of bloating. And so I had to do like a lot of like, you know, investigation work on my part in terms of like just trying different ones. And then I realized instead of using protein powders, now I actually, for my smoothies, I just use hemp hearts. So.
Well, yeah. And that's where it's good to start to kind of take note of the foods that are bothering you. And whenever I'm talking to anybody, whether it be our students in our Fitchix Academy or our clients, I always start off by saying, listen to your body, because, you know, you can read a million books and a million articles, but your body's always speaking to you and it's always talking to you and telling you what it likes and what it doesn't like. So if there is a time where you eat a certain meal or a certain protein powder and you're really bloated afterwards, that usually means that you have some sort of intolerance to it or you're not digesting it properly. So a lot of excessive gas in your intestines, it comes from inadequate protein digestion. And when you can't digest the protein, it causes those foods to ferment. And when the foods ferment, it's, you know, it's kind of like rotting inside of you.
Delicious.
causing gas bubbles. It also happens too when we can't break down sugars and carbohydrates fully. And you actually can tell if you're having issues with breaking down carbohydrates with issues breaking down protein, depending on, this sounds kind of gross, but what your farts smell like. So
really?
There is a difference between just having, you know, if you have extra gas and air inside of you versus if you can aren't breaking down protein versus as if you aren't breaking down carbs. It'll smell.
I feel like we need to have like a whole other podcast just about that. And nobody else will listen to it. It'll just be you and I talking to each other. Maybe we just need to have a call about it.
And women listening to it secretly being like, I knew it was that protein. But yeah, so the first thing to kind of get rid of that excess bloating, obviously, first of all, listen to your body, pay attention to the foods you're eating. The foods that are really, that are very allergenic or cause a lot of gas and bloating are things like dairy and wheat, as well as eggs. Eggs mm-hmm. cause a lot, there's a lot of allergies to eggs actually, which a lot of people don't realize. It could also be, like I was saying, that you have that imbalance of good bacteria to bad bacteria. So you might not have enough of the good bacteria. So by taking a probiotic or trying probiotic foods like sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir, foods that are natural probiotics, they can help to balance that out. And then, you know, the good guys are taking over the bad guys and you won't have that gas. Another thing too is chew your food. Like so many people, they talk while they eat. We're eating so fast that we're not actually taking enough time to chew and break down our foods enough that once it gets into the stomach, it's not able to digest enough before it moves on. So it's causing a lot of bloating and disruption in the tummy. So by just, you know, chewing properly, you're going to save yourself a lot of bloating.
Definitely.
And then the next one I know you like, and that's doing some yoga poses. So are some yoga poses to help stimulate digestion and get rid of gas?
Oh, well, definitely. I mean, child's pose is probably one of the best ones because you're basically, and for anyone who doesn't know, child's pose is basically like knees. You can either have your knees together, right underneath your hips, or you can have your knees nice and wide. And then you just sit your bum back on your heels and rest your forehead on the ground, arms out in front. And it's just, and if your forehead doesn't touch, you can stack your hands and just place them sort of on your third eye. So right in the center of your forehead so that you're elevated a little bit, but sitting back in there, you're basically just getting into like your digestion area. You're also opening up your lower back and your hips. So really good for bloating. Same with the one that we call wind relieving pose. So clearly that one is great. and that one is simply, you know, you lay on your back and you have one leg straight on the ground. The other leg is pulled up so that you're actually like pulling your knee up towards, you want to essentially try to get it towards your shoulder. So you're pulling up and sort of outward and you're just relaxing into it. So really, really good. Just really, really good poses for stimulating digestion and gas relieving. There's also one called a peacock, but that one is super tricky. So we won't really get into that one, but those two that I just suggested, so child's pose and wind relieving poses, are both just simple poses that you can do anywhere pretty much.
And that's where it's like, if you're, let's say you're about to go to the beach and you're feeling super gassy, like lay down, go into child's pose and see if that actually helps, you know, move that bloating along.
Definitely.
One thing too that a lot of people don't realize when they're bloated is that they are actually dehydrated. So what they end up doing is they think, oh, I'm bloated, I don't want to drink more water because this water is going to bloat me, when it's actually the opposite. When you're dehydrated, your body actually goes into hold mode. So any excess water, it holds on to because it thinks, oh my gosh, if there's a time of emergency and I need water, you know what I mean? I'm going to store this.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do when you are feeling dehydrated,
it's like food.
Yeah.
Like how your body stores food, it stores water.
Yeah. So if you are feeling like you're really bloated, try downing more water, and the excess water will then help to flush out the water. And it's also going to help too with constipation. So that's something that as well is usually tied in with dehydration, as you're constipated. So we want things moving along. So those are some ways if you feel bloated, you obviously are not going to feel body positive if you feel bloated. So, you know, trying the probiotics, make sure you're chewing properly, make sure that you're drinking enough water. You've got the yoga poses as an option to go into to relieve some gas and pay attention to any food intolerances. So if you get really bloated after you eat dairy, wheat, eggs, then those might be something you need to avoid because your body doesn't like them. Okay, number three, and this is something I actually really embraced this past year because I am not that glam, is to accessorize like a boss. And I, you know, you kind of think like, oh, I'm wearing a bathing suit, I have to go casual, but you don't. Like, I don't, this year I actually bought a kimono for the first time. So a kimono is essentially like a shawl that's open in the front. You can get some different variations. I like the one that's almost like a little, like it's almost like a really light sweater, I guess, because it's, you know, made out of a scarf or a waterproof material. But you can get really pretty ones. They're super flattering to any body shape. And for me, the one thing that I found is that with a bathing suit, I don't like strutting around. Like, again, back to that mentality, I feel like I'm walking around in my underwear. So, yeah. You know, and I'm someone who's been working on my body image. I'm getting to a place where I feel a lot more comfortable in my skin. I'm working with what I got. And, but I still, it's just, I am a bit more of a modest person. So I don't feel comfortable, you know what I mean? Like strutting around with in my underwear. I wish I was a natural nudist, but I'm not. So it's, once you have a kimono, it's like, it right away glams you up. It's flattering. You still look beach ready. And then if you're someone who wants to be a little bit more covered, then you feel comfortable whether you wear it, you know, all the time, or you just throw it on if you're getting up to get a drink, or, you know what I mean, walking around and talking to people, as opposed to feeling like you have to stand there, you know, in your bathing suit.
Or like you have to constantly be like wrapping a towel around you or something.
Well, yeah, because it's like, there's nothing worse than, you know, if you're already feeling vulnerable and then you feel like you're wearing like this massive towel that has a picture of your dog on it, which of course, if you love your dog, that's great. But you know what I mean? If you're already feeling like not so confident in your body and then you're like, okay, I don't have something cute to throw on over top, or it just all goes hand in hand, I think. So like if you start to accessorize, you feel a lot more, and you feel more confident, and you feel more sexy, and you feel more pretty. And then you're like, okay, that in turn will make you feel more body positive.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. I think too, like for me, I, you know, my vibe is like extremely basic. Like I'm so not like glam in any way. And so like the idea of wearing like heels would probably not work for me, but I've seen other people do it and like they can rock it. Right. And it's amazing. And, you know, jewelry for me, I'm like such a minimalist when it comes to jewelry as well. But like one thing that I really like is just to make sure that I have like fun sunglasses. So that to me, just for some reason, sunglasses do actually like make me feel more confident. So,
well, totally. It's like thinking about your, like almost thinking about your bathing suit like an outfit. Do you know what I mean? Like it's like treating it a little bit more like, you know, when you go out to, let's say, dinner, you know, you're a lot of times like you're not just going to wear a dress with no necklace, no earrings, no, you know what I mean? Like it's almost like adding, like zhuzhing it up a little bit. And then you also feel again more confident. And I know for a lot of women out there who, you know, if they really like wearing heels, they feel extremely uncomfortable at a pool walking around in flip-flops, because especially for their body types, it might just not feel natural to them. They're so used to wearing heels. But there's a lot of like wedgie sandals now out there that have like a good amount of height to them, but they still look casual. So it's not like you're wearing like pumps at the pool.
But there's nothing wrong with that. If that feels good to you though. Right. Like, I mean, and that's the thing is I've seen women, like I have a friend of mine who she always wears heels, always, like even in her bathing suit. And she like kills it. Like she looks amazing in it. And it's totally not something that I could ever imagine rocking, but she looks fantastic. So it's like, it's really what's going to elevate your own confidence, right? Like what makes you feel like I'm in my skin versus I'm pretending. Like that's kind of how I see it when you're accessorizing.
Well, yeah. And I also feel like, I don't know, I just know that like, 100% when I feel good. Like I was saying, I look good. And, you know, for me, like, I don't know what it was about this damn kimono, but like I put it on and I suddenly felt like I was transformed into this like diva. Like I was like, did Beyonce just arrive? Or wait, that's me. But like, I never feel like that in a bathing suit. So it was just such a refreshing kind of like change. Cause I felt like I had a cover up. If I wanted to be covered, if I want to walk around and talk to people, I still like, you know what I mean? I didn't look like I was trying to then cover up. It just,
are you sponsored by a kimono company?
No, but if there's anyone out there who wants to send me them, I'll be all about wearing them. Just call me Ballora. The new Beyonce is in the house. But yeah, so try to just add some different accessories. Make sure that you feel good all the way. Like if you like wearing makeup, get a waterproof mascara. You know, don't feel like you can't do those things just because you're at the beach. Like do the things that make you feel good. And then the last thing to help you stay body positive during swimsuit season is get a mantra. And I know we talk a lot about mantras and self-love on this podcast because it's so important. And if you can't get to a place of feeling comfortable in your skin and loving yourself, it's really going to hold you back from all areas of your life. So I know that mantras have really worked for me. What about you?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I use mantras in a lot of different areas of my life. You know, I would say I've used them for like healing purposes, for getting through anxious times, for getting through difficult processes. Like when I was kind of like diving deep into like, you know, some stuff that, you know, you have to get through in order to make it through in life. And so mantras for me was like, it helped me just sort of like continue to stay in the right mindset. Right. And so it's the same thing when it comes to body positivity or anything to do with like how you're feeling about yourself. If you are constantly berating yourself, or if you're constantly saying like, oh, I just feel so gross and I can't believe I'm wearing this and blah, 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 you're going to believe that. But if you say to yourself, like, I look beautiful, I am beautiful, I am confident, and those kinds of things. And just, it doesn't have to be complicated, right? It can be really simple, but as long as you have something that you constantly repeat to yourself and you replace those negative thoughts, eventually this becomes your reality. And I truly 100% believe in that.
Oh, completely. And when it comes to mantras, I think something that a lot of people, they kind of not mess up on, but where they go a little bit wrong is that they still put it into a place of I want to, or like in a future tense, as opposed to mantras should always be in the present tense.
And they should always be in a positive context.
Exactly. So not like I want to lose weight in the future or whatever it is. It's got to be in the moment right now. And whether you're there yet or not, and that's one thing I know, especially when we talk to our FitChicks Academy students about this stuff, you know, they'll be like, but I don't feel that way right now. You know, I don't love my body right now. And that's okay if you're not there yet, but you have to say it in the present tense because eventually it will shift that mindset. So one that I love for somebody who is not at the place or is maybe working towards a different, like changing their body shape or losing weight. And they're like, you know what? I'm not body positive right now. There's one that I've used before and it says, it's okay to love myself now as I continue to evolve. So it's, you know, focusing on loving yourself. It is okay to love yourself at every point in the process. And it's also okay to want to evolve. You know, right now there's this big argument and this big battle I find in the body positivity world being like, no, you have to love yourself right now. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to live a healthier life, but you do want to try to love yourself through that whole process because you're worthy just the way you are. And when it comes to a lot of things to do with body image issues as well, and I know this from the amount of therapy that I've gone through, it really boils down to not feeling like you're worthy and it's not feeling good enough. And that's where most of these issues, any type of, you know, body image, self-love, it stems from that place. So you always want to focus on giving yourself love, having mantras about, you know, my body deserves love, I'm perfect, whole and complete, just the way I am. Things like that are loving yourself in the context that you're in right now and making yourself feel worthy of love and worthy of feeling confident. Because as women, a lot of times we don't.
So definitely, I mean, with mantras, just to add to that, like when you're doing that, like check in the mirror, you know, like whether you're in like a change room and you're trying on a new bathing suit and you're trying to feel that confidence, or you're at home and you're getting ready to leave to go to like the beach or to go to a pool party and you're trying on your bathing suit or putting it on before you head out, instead of looking in the mirror and looking for your flaws and being like, oh, look at this, like, oh my gosh, and like getting really exasperated and overwhelmed with like all of the negative self-talk that we do, instead be like, I am so happy that I get to enjoy this day. I love like my family, I love my friends, I love myself, and just stay really positive, like stay in the positive context, but also, you know, say something that you appreciate about your body. So it's like the strength that it has, or the beauty that it has, or that you love your curves, or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be complicated, but you definitely want to have something where you, instead of focusing on the negative, really try to flip the script and focus on all of the positive things that come along with not just how I feel in this bathing suit, but what comes along with that. You know, is it that you're going to a family event and that you get to see your family and all of these things, and focus on all of that, because it is a whole picture. It's not just about this one little thing.
Well, and completely, and just to wrap that up, and then we'll end our body positivity podcast, but just to wrap that up, is that when you start doing mantras, it is not going to feel empowering and comfortable at first. Like, I don't know, like myself included, I don't know very many people who felt like did not feel awkward doing it. But the thing you have to remember, it's like almost like the first day that you like go to the gym, it feels weird because it's not a habit yet. But once you start to say those things and you look in the mirror and look in your eyes and say, you know, like, I am perfect, whole, and complete just the way I am, or look at yourself in the mirror and say, damn, I am Beyonce in this bathing suit. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you start to say it, the first time will feel awkward, the second time will feel awkward, but then it will start to feel more natural. And literally, you are going to start to reprogram your vocabulary about yourself and reprogram your brain and the way you think about yourself. Doesn't happen overnight, but I promise you, if you keep at it, it will shift the way that you see yourself and your confidence level.
Definitely.
So with that, we're going to wrap it up. So Amanda, we always like to end with our biggest takeaways. So what is your biggest takeaway from our top four ways to stay body positive in swimsuit season? And I know it could be about the gas I was telling you about, but like I said, we'll keep that for another podcast.
No, I think that my biggest takeaway for staying body positive is really just to find something that you are comfortable in. So whether it's the accessories to the bathing suit, to, you know, the shoes that you're wearing, whatever it is, you want to be you. So don't try to like be someone else. Don't try to like play it up in some way. Be what is good to you and what is comfortable to you, but play up your assets, right? Like, you know what looks good on you. You can look at your body and decide, like, if you're someone who's like, you know what, like for me, for example, I'm very self-conscious when it comes to my arms. I'm extremely self-conscious, but I'm not self-conscious when it comes to my legs. So for me, I would probably have something that's a little bit more covering up on the top. Obviously, it's not going to cover my arms, but I probably wouldn't wear my hair up either, because then my hair down kind of covers it a bit more. It kind of like covers me a bit more and it makes me feel more comfortable. But having my legs showing, no problem. So same thing with a cover up. I would probably have a cover up, like a kimono or whatever, a kimono or whatever.
You will love it. You'll never go back.
That has like a half sleeve versus a tank top style cover up. You know what I mean? Like, I find things that make me feel more comfortable, but then I would totally just be like walking around without anything covering up my bottom half, like my legs or anything like that, because I don't need to cover up my bottom half because I feel comfortable that way. So I show what I feel comfortable in that makes me feel more confident in the big picture. So really just like, you have to figure out what that is. And like I said, accessorize the way that makes you feel good. I'm super simple, and that's just the way that I feel comfortable and that works for me, you know? So just do what's right for you, and you will feel so much better rather than trying to like put on some sort of facade constantly.
Well, and I think, and I also want to tell you too, just one last thing about the kimono. You actually can order ones with prints of your own animals on them. So you can get links on a kimono. Oh, maybe that's your birthday present.
Oh, stop it. You know how I love anything to do with links.
Well, and that's even leading into my biggest takeaway is that just like what you were saying, find the things that you feel good in. You know, whenever these big movements start, and I love the body positivity movement, I think it's really important that we're seeing different body shapes and we're seeing, you know, different people celebrating being bigger, being smaller, being all different things. But the one thing that I don't like is when people, again, are telling you, you have to be body positive. You have to strut around a bikini like you feel like $1 million. You know what I mean? Because for a lot of us, that's so far down the road, we can't even see ourselves feeling that way yet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's just about doing the things today and starting to build up that confidence and making sure that you're treating yourself well and you're supporting your body by eating good food, by sleeping, by talking to it kindly, and then, of course, by finding clothes that actually work with your body shape, that you look at yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, damn, I do look good, you know? And then from there, you can start to keep on working on that body positivity to get to the place where you might be all over Instagram snapping yourself in a bathing suit if that's what you choose to do. But I just think it's always about celebrating yourself exactly the way you are right now, and then in turn celebrating other women and allowing them to also feel comfortable to shine their light and love their bodies as well, because that's what we're all here for, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So with that, we're going to end this. And of course, you can get more information on us at Fit Chicks Bootcamp on Facebook, at Fit Chicks on Instagram, and on Twitter. If you like today's podcast and you know somebody who might benefit from hearing about it, we'd love it if you give us a like, share it with people you know. And then, of course, if you want to join us, we also have all of our upcoming Fit Chicks Academy programs where you can join us to get certified in fitness, nutrition, wellness, and business from anywhere you are in the world, because we are completely online. So thank you so much for listening today. Go out and get yourself a hot bathing suit and a kimono, and we will talk to you again soon.
Hashtag sponsored. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.